Think back to a year ago, most Pride celebrations were totally off the table because of the pandemic. Now, Pride organizers are planning events throughout the month of June and trying to bring back the joy while still navigating COVID-19 restrictions. Camille Peterson has the story from New York City.
The historic Stonewall Inn didn't have any big in-person events to kick off Pride Month. But across the street, a slow stream of visitors stops to admire Greenwich Village's Stonewall National Monument. It's a small, gated park circled by rainbow flags and photographs of the 1969 Stonewall riots.
My uncle took me here when I was 18 years old on my first trip to New York and told me what the space represented, and this became like sacred ground.
Stephen Love Menendez volunteers at the park. He usually celebrates by marching in the New York City Pride Parade and walking around Greenwich Village.
I call this the Champs-Élysées gay. It's like the gay stroll.
He expects a lot of joy this Pride, because over the last few weeks, New York City has relaxed many restrictions on dining and gathering.
The streets are going to be on fire and alive, and I think people are going to be everywhere celebrating.
But the parade Menendez loves, it'll be mostly virtual, like those in other cities, including Los Angeles, San Francisco, and Washington, D.C. One in-person event planned for New York City is the Queer Liberation March. It's an alternative rally that started a few years ago. Organizers said corporations and police were too present at the parade. Last month, New York City Pride did announce a new policy limiting police presence at its events until 2025.
It was decided that we should simply do our own march.
J.W. Walker is one of the Queer Liberation March's organizers. He says planning a full-blown parade or festival takes a lot more work than planning a march.
We don't need tons and tons of prep work and down payments and floats being built and all that sort of stuff that goes into a parade.
Many LGBTQ bars are also having trouble predicting what Pride Month will look like. Alexei Minko owns Alibi, a black queer bar in Harlem.
The city took us by surprise a little bit by saying that, yes, you can have it, you know, when they actually had told us during the spring that, no, probably not.
Minko is still figuring out the logistics of putting an event together by the end of the month, but he is excited that people can celebrate Pride at Alibi this year. For most of June last year, bars could only offer takeout and delivery. Now his bar can have outdoor seating and indoor seating with social distancing.
Sometimes in one weekend, you can make what you would usually make in a month. That's your time of the year to shine, because people remember like, oh, wait a minute, is that a gay bar? People literally are on their phones and they type gay bar.
But bars are still navigating some restrictions. Lisa Menachino owns Cubbyhole, an LGBTQ bar in Greenwich Village. She reopened indoor seating for fully vaccinated people, but customers still cannot stand inside. That means crowds can't pack in shoulder to shoulder like they normally do during Pride.
Everybody's happy and everybody's partying and hugging and kissing and, you know, just dancing. And, you know, there's usually like a bunch of people outside and there's a bunch of people in here and they're lining up to come in and they're just having a wonderful time.
Menachino says crowds might be limited anyway because so many events are still virtual, but she's grateful for a partial return of Pride events.
We were adrift and there's a big gay flotilla coming to rescue us, and we're all going to get back to normal soon.
She expects to see a lot of joy and relief from customers this Pride Month, even if they're sitting at carefully placed tables rather than dancing. For NPR News, I'm Camille Peterson in New York.